present Kenneth Williams, Clement Froy, Derek Nimmo and Graham Garden in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And this week we have three of our regulars, Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo and Clement Froy. And we welcome back someone as our guest who's played the game before, Graham Garden. And as usual, I will ask them if they can speak for just a minute on the subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Graham Garden. The subject is the strangest thing. Graham, can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Love is the strangest thing in the words of the old song, but I don't actually...
Kenneth Williams, Chuck.
The words of the old song is love is the sweetest thing.
Well, all we know might be an older song. That
not
Graham
that
was
old song.
It's love is the sweetest thing, love is a diamond ring, love is like an April day, love's lovely anyway, love makes the whole world sing. And it gives you a special place. Love is a warming place. Love is a... Oh, no, it's the wrong song. Well, I tell you what. No, don't have no limit.
Well,
never a flaw.
Well, give Kenneth a point for his cabaret.
I have to admit, I made a terrible error. I am willing to withdraw. I stand here... Well, I sit here... In
well, some people think you're
ashes. In deep penitence. In
well, Kenneth,
beg Mr. Graham, Mr. Graham's pardon.
Kenneth, you finished?
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Goodness for that. I thought actually you were standing. That's what worried me. Anyway, so, Graham, that was an incorrect challenge. You have a point for that, and you have 55 seconds to continue on the strangest thing, starting now.
The strangest thing I ever heard was Kenneth's performance just then. The strangest thing that...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, he seems to sort of packed up a bit, I think.
I think he's a little bit rusty on the game because he hasn't played it for a time. And, Derek, you have the subject. There are 47 seconds, the strangest thing, starting now.
The strangest thing that I ever saw was the temple of the Buddha's tooth in Kandy, in central Ceylon, or Sri Lanka, as is known these days. I'd wandered for many miles through palm trees and across paddy fields, and I eventually arrived at the Hotel Swiss. There, across the lake, I could hear the drummers banging away, beckoning you to prayer. I crossed the water, on a boat actually, and got to the other side, and there, through a series of arches, I spied the fang which was the object of worship. I crawled towards it on my knees, lifting my eyes every now and again to the heavens.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Is he still in the boat?
The other side on the boat.
But you didn't get out of the boat.
I was
listening with care.
No, you were listening with great care, but I don't think those factual points in order to keep going are strictly valuable. But let's give you a bonus for a very good and entertaining challenge.
Why? Boring, Gavin.
I thought it was rather witty, actually.
Oh, well,
but
you
then
would.
My standards. But you still get a point for an incorrect challenge because you were stopped, and... And there are 11 seconds, Derek, for you to continue on the strangest thing starting now.
The strangest thing that I ever did was wandering along Piccadilly Circus.
Clement Froy, Charlie.
Deviation. He's already said the strangest thing he ever did was to go and see the temple of
the strangest thing I ever saw was the Buddha's tooth. The strangest thing I ever did, I was about to tell you, but you might have deprived me.
Oh, they are clever and devious, aren't they? Derek, you're correct. You have four more seconds to continue on the strangest thing, starting now.
The strangest thing that I ever thought.
So, Derek Nimmo kept going magnificently to the whistle when gained an extra point, other points in the round, and has increased his lead. Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin. The subject is power. Will you tell us something about power? power in the game, starting now.
What more illustrative of this word power is love. Love is a simple thing. A ring. Love is like an April day. I mean, what
challenge you.
What's the challenge?
What was your challenge, Femin?
It's a lot of love.
Yes, but let's be fair to Kenneth that you challenge after you'd only said one love.
No.
You
15
pressed
love.
No, you pressed your buzzer, and then he went on with all his
precisely,
other loves.
Precisely, yes. It was very unfair. I noticed that. It was very unfair. I come all the way from Great Portland Street.
So, Kenneth, you're still with it. And there are 51 seconds on power, starting now.
Well, there's electrical power, steam power, which always makes me think of that gentleman who watched it issuing from the spout of the kettle, and then came the revolution of locomotives. And a man in front of that powerful engine, and don't forget at that time it was considered dangerous indeed, had to go with a red flag, or rather than have somebody caught under the wheels and probably meet an all too untimely fight. Oh, who knows? The power, you think of a surgeon with that scalpel exploring the Pandora's box.
Exploring Pandora's box. What a
surgeon told me that when you open a patient, he said it's always like Pandora's box. You never know what to expect.
As everything flies out except hope, you may just be much confidence in surgeons, does it? So, Kenneth, you kept going very well till the whistle went, gained an extra point, and you are now in second place, alongside Clement Freud. Way behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. And, Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, boats for bath time. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, I think the best kind of boat to have a bath time is a rubber one, because you can sit on it if you want to, and you can throw it against the side and bounce back at you, and it won't cause you any injury, because if you have a plastic boat, it can be decidedly uncomfortable if you sit upon it. Now, the kind...
Kenneth Williams.
Two sits, I'm afraid.
Yes, there were indeed, and Kenneth, you have boats for bath time. You have 44 seconds, starting now.
I would never bother with boats at bath time, because I consider that bathing is not appropriate for that kind of playing about. I mean, the most I would do is to let the sponge glide gracefully before squeezing the water it contains upon my back and my hair.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Deviation, you're talking about sponges at bath time rather than boats at bath time.
Yes, I'm afraid you were, so that I would consider deviation. And there are 25 seconds for Derek to take back the subject, starting now.
I used to regularly have baths with a girl called Barbara Fowler, and we had a rubber submarine. And...
repetition of rubber.
And deviation. I mean, is it supposed to be a pen?
He's probably going to tell us that the girl in question was only 5 and he was 4 or something.
They always do, yeah.
So, Clement, the correct challenge, 19 seconds for you on boats for bath time, starting now.
Submarines are best because they come down and can look at you sub-aquatically, as it were, which is much...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Submarines, by definition, can't come down. They have to come up. So they can't come...
Do you think they're built below the surface?
Well, of course they can. If you were on the bottom of the ocean and then it came down to rescue, you'd say it comes down, wouldn't you, and met you on the bed.
Look, there wouldn't be much room for a submarine to come down in a bath with Clement Freud.
That wasn't your challenge, Clement keeps the subject, and there are 11 seconds starting now.
Compared to a wind-up Pluto who does the backstroke, boats at bath time are really not much fun, because the Walt Disney-inspired toy races around the water.
Derek Clement Freud speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. Derek Nimmo still in the lead. Ken, Kenneth Williams and Graham Garden. And Clement begins the next round, and the subject is Atlas. Will you tell us something about that subject in the game, starting now?
There was, in my youth, one Charles Atlas who advertised, "Have a body like mine," and you sent up and got it in a plain brown envelope. There are also the Atlas Mountains, which I seem to remember occur in the north of Africa, and there's a fly flying around my nose at the moment, which is most off-putting.
I think he's swallowed a fly.
He certainly paused. And the subject is Atlas, Derek. There are 37 seconds left, starting now.
One of the titans, of course, famed for carrying the world upon his back. And this was an interesting thing, you know, that when the first book of maps was published, they used an illustration of Atlas on the cover, and that's why we today call a collection of things describing the Earth's surface an atlas. Now, you know, one of my favorite forms of reading, I suppose, is to open an atlas, take a pin, and just plunge onto a page and see what is the nearest place name, word, to where that little sparkly thing is sticking.
Clement Freud, a child.
Hesitation.
Yes,
and he repeated,
was.
"You know."
Clement, you have the subject with 4 seconds to go on atlas, starting now.
A-T-L, and then the first letter again, S, is the way you spell it.
Greg Nimmo still in the lead, one ahead of Clement Freud. Graham Garden begins the next round. Oh, it's a nice one. Pigs as household pets. I don't know whether this has been specially chosen for you, Graham, because of your knowledge of pigs or not, but can you talk on the subject starting now?
Pigs as household pets has been a great interest of mine almost for as long as I can remember. And I first kept pigs as household pets as long ago as 20 years in the past.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Too long.
As long ago, you repeated, I'm afraid.
Long ago.
It is difficult, isn't it? 48 seconds on pigs as household pets, Derek, starting now.
I once had the great good fortune to play Freddie Threepwood to Sir Ralph Richardson's Lord Emsworth.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
I think so, Kenneth. And you have the subject of pigs as household pets. And there are 43 seconds starting now.
Well, when they are piglets, they would be enchanting as pets, because who can resist those tiny little faces gleaming? No, I mean...
gleaming, I think.
Yes.
gleaming up, but you, yeah. And then I said leaming, and because it didn't sound like a pig at all. But...
And you've got the subject back, Graham, and there are 32 seconds, pigs as household pets, starting now.
One of the main problems with keeping pigs as household pets is the variety of illnesses and conditions which they can suffer. They are very prone to getting pains in the snout, and a pig with a painful front end of...
The Clement Freud. Sorry. I know it's...
Wrong challenge. Point against.
Wrong challenge. Point against.
Yes. Pain, and he cleverly went for painful, and so that was well thought, Graham, and you have a point for a wrong challenge. 15 seconds, starting now.
The only thing to do with the front end of a pig is to rub a little ointment into it. This will soon clear up the problem. However, pigs as household pets do need a place of their own in which to live, and I've found that...
Got some points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and he has leapt forward, but alas, he's still in fourth place. He's just behind Kenneth Williams, who a little way behind Clement Freud, and Derek Nimmo still in the lead. And Kenneth, your turn to begin. What I dread is the subject, and you have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
What I dread is too complicated for me to go into in 60 seconds, but I will try, because the footsteps behind fill me with dread. And there is no question about it. I will stand in a doorway or cross a road rather than endure the torment that it represents to me, because it doesn't happen to be one of my proclivities to tolerate that. The other dread I have to own up to. I suppose you would say it's part reactor syndrome. That dream where you think I'm on the stage and don't know a line. It's all gone out of my lovely head. With this beautiful fun gold hair which people want to run through barefoot.
Deviation. He hasn't got spun gold hair.
What lies! I mean, you can see, all of you, you can see it.
Well, I
you can see it, lovely, can't you? I mean, people have said, well, lovely hair. It's made me a cult. I'm an enormous great man. I've become a cult figure.
But I must tell you that Derek Nimmo has been very clever because there are only 2.5 seconds to go and he's got in just before the whistle on What I Dread starting now.
What I Dread is Kenneth Williams because every time...
increased his lead at the end of the round, and he also begins the next round. The subject is waking up. Can you tell us something about that, Derek, starting now?
Well,
you rotten. Rotten. Hardly a second had gone. Actually, 1 second had gone. Derek, I'm not going to allow it. You still have the subject.
You've just admitted it a second had gone. You just said it yourself.
I know. When you begin a subject, you've got to take a breath to start with. I think we let him get away with that one. Waking up, Derek, starting now.
When I wake up in the morning, I suddenly feel so alive. I leap out of bed and do my exercise. The Canadian Army one's so good for you. And then I get my crossword, sit back on the sheets, and very carefully fill in the first answers to the various clues that are presented to me. I ring them a bell beside my bed and summon my breakfast, which comes on a little tray with a silver pot of coffee, some marmalade, some toast, a nice...
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Two sums.
Well, three sums.
Three
actually.
Sums.
So, 30 seconds are left for waking up, Clement, starting now.
Waking up is much easier when one takes a breath, and especially incredibly more simple now the terminal dandruff is no longer a problem. This is by virtue of the fact that much of my hair has gone, although when someone said, you have lost a great deal of what you had, I had to deny it and say, on the contrary, I know where everyone has gone. It so happens that I'm rather bald. On Tuesday afternoon, I...
Ken Phillips' challenge.
Well, I thought it was a hesitation.
Yes, it was definitely a hesitation.
Tuesday afternoon.
And you got in with 1 second to go, Kenneth. Waking up, starting now.
I do it with a light heart. Yes, I'm going to get in on this cheating and wait until the last minute. Everyone else on the show has been doing it. It's about time I started doing it. Certainly Clement does it, and certainly that Nimmo does it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
They wait till the last bit.
Yeah, it's the last second you want to get in, not the last minute, though.
Right, what I meant. <Yeah. laughs>
Right, so, Kenneth, you're doing well. I mean, you're moving rapidly forward in third place, but still a little behind Clement Freud, who begins the next round. The subject, Clement, is my hobby. 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
It's very difficult to talk about my hobby because I don't particularly have any hobbies. Hobbies, one tends to feel, are things that a man pursues when he has insufficient professional or leisure activities to occupy his mind. And in my case, what is left of such brain as I might at one time have had is fully, occupationally, pervasively used morning, noon, and night. Although in June, July, and August, I quite often wonder what on earth to do next because I wake up so late that it's almost time to go to bed when the alarm clock has sounded. Tripe and onions are a marvelous thing.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
He's not talking about hobbies.
I know he isn't. He's going on.
I have explained at some length that I have no hobbies.
17 seconds left for you, Derek, on my hobby.
Oh, he is clever getting in with 17 seconds.
Yeah, crazy, you see, for that 17 seconds. He always does that, doesn't he? Oh, he's very sly.
43 seconds for nothing.
17 seconds, my hobby is starting now.
Well, my hobby, or one of my hobbies anyway, is sailing, and I have great pleasure this last spring to take a beautiful catch, leave Hong Kong, and drift down across the South China Sea to Manila Bay. Now, If you haven't experienced a hobby like this, ladies and gentlemen, I really can commend it to you.
Oh, Derek Nimmo kept going till the whistle went. You have increased your lead considerably, and you're way out in front. And Graham Garden, you begin the next round, please. The subject is catching conger eels. 60 seconds, starting now.
The way to catch conger eels is to get your apparatus and take it down to the seaside. What you need for the catching of conger eels is a net, rod, line, and Latin American band. You persuade the leader of your tiny orchestra to strike up that well-known piece of music, which entices the conger eels to come out, not singly, but hordes of them, one after the other, hanging on to the tail of the one in front. They swim through the water, rhythmically dancing to the strains of the melody that your musicians are providing for you. All you then have to do is to take your reticulated piece of apparatus and dangle it into the briny ahead of the conger eels, and they all swim into it, and you will have captured them. Another good way to catch conger eels is to go to a conger eel shop and ask a man to do it for you.
The applause shows the audience appreciation, and well deserved. That's the first time for quite a while, Graham, that someone has started with a subject and finished with it, kept going for 60 seconds without being interrupted.
First time for quite a while, I got a point, too.
Well, you get 2 points, actually. One for doing that and one for speaking as the whistle went. And I'm afraid you're still in fourth place.
Yeah.
But not far behind. Kenneth Williams is not far behind Clement Freud, and Derek Nimmo is way out in the lead. And Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject now, giants. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
Giants of the music hall were the ancient craze. I will never forget the thrill as they came on. She was always in black, and there was no lighting, so you couldn't see a thing. And that was what made it so fantastically intriguing. They said these are giants of the music hall. And...
Clement Freud, challenge.
That's two music halls.
You said giants of the music hall before.
Well, I thought they were quite interested.
They were, in your terms, agog, but I'm afraid we have to keep to the rules of the game, and there are 42 seconds. With Clement to talk on giants, starting now.
Collecting giants is actually one of my hobbies, which I had forgotten to talk about earlier. The very smallest giants are the ones most prized. In those that I have gathered over the years, I once found a giant of 2'9", almost unique in the annals.
Nothing can be almost unique. It's either unique or not at all.
No, it's not true.
Isn't it? It's a singular quality, unique. You can't have something that's rather unique.
No, but almost unique.
It's the Mona Lisa, simply because the only one that existed, and that's why it's unique.
It's rather unique. I'm rather like it.
I didn't say rather.
So you this said is almost. This is a matter of...
Almost unique.
Almost.
Well, anyway, I should have the subject back anyway. I mean, that's and all that rubbish he was going on about small giants. Have you ever...
No, you didn't challenge him on that. If you challenge him about small giants, I think you might have had him. I tell you what, this is the last round, and none of you can win, and you haven't spoken as much as anybody
Somebody
else.
Somebody must be able to win.
You're going to win. You're way out in the lead. And it's nice to hear from Kenneth before the show finishes. So,
yes,
Kenneth, I'm sure Clement will be generous. Now, you have the subject of giants starting now.
A giant of this musical stage.
Oh, Nimmo challenged.
I regret it.
Yes.
I apologize. I thought you can say musical.
The music.
I was too eager, Kenneth. I'm very sorry.
Yes, I see. Yes. Oh, it's his own patron. I got frightened. I thought I really had done something wrong.
Kenneth, you have a point. Yes. And the subject's still giants. And there are 18 seconds starting now.
One thinks that Ethel Merman singing those wonderful songs. What a giant in the theatre that lady was. Love is a simple thing. Love. What a wonderful voice.
Clement Freud, what was your challenge?
Repetition.
Of what?
I bounced after the first love knowing there would be a second.
So Kenneth still has the subject. Clement has a point to challenge, and so does Kenneth. Kenneth, you carry on with 8 seconds, because he buzzed only after the first one. Johns is still with you.
Under this classification must come myself, because a talent like mine can only be described as giant-like. It is.
Derek Nimmo.
I can describe it in various other ways. You said only describe.
Unfortunately, if you come on just a minute, you do often have to sit down and be insulted. I mean, that seems to be one of the aspects of the game. Yes, you weren't actually deviating from the subject, Kenneth, so you have another point. You keep going. And 1 second to go. Giants starting now.
And it includes a wonderful show where I sat...
Well, as we have come to the, not only the end of the round, but the end of the contest for this week, and Kenneth Williams gained a great number of points in that last round. Unfortunately, Graham Garden, not having the experience of the others, finished in fourth place, but gave his usual good value as our guest. Clement Freud was overtaken and finished in third place by Kenneth Williams, who shot forward into second place. But out in the lead, which he obtained quite early and kept to the end, was this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed playing the game, and we hope that you'll want to tune in again at the same time next week. Once again, we take the air and we play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.